This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
And good afternoon, everybody. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. And if you don't know me, I'm the co-host of Rush to Reason, and you can catch me and John Rush every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on KLZ 560. But today, right now, it's Tuesday, and that means it's Your Money Matters with Mr. Kurt Rogers.
My money matters.
Oh, right. Yeah, it does.
Especially to your bill collectors.
Yeah, right?
And
yeah,
to it's mama like,
right,
and your
money.
Kids.
Yeah, mama likes the money, too.
Yeah, your money matters to them.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, you ever feel like you're out there working for somebody else all the time?
When do you quit thinking that?
Yeah, it's true, though. It's all the time.
That's why we have the show. Your money matters.
But let's talk about something a little more important than money. Yeah. Actually, a lot more important than money, and that is your relationship with God. And you've got the Work as Worship Conference coming up week after next.
February 23rd. And you're right, it's called the Work at Worship Retreat. It's a national retreat. There are 2,000 churches across the U.S. that are holding it all at the same time. That's why we start at 7:30, because they're starting at 9:30 on the East Coast.
Ah.
And it goes for 5 hours.
So we have to get up extra early.
Yes. That shouldn't be too early for most of us. It's just we're not headed to work at 7:30. We're headed somewhere else.
Ah, there you go.
And it's a work as worship. It's how to take your worship to work. You know, when you go to church on Sundays, that's your day to worship God. But your worship shouldn't just be one day. You should be able to worship in everything you do. And there's no law against worshiping at work. Worshiping at work might be having a conversation with God or helping someone else out and showing them how much you love them. That's worship to others. And this conference and this retreat, that's what they're going to talk about. They got some huge people coming in that they're going to be talking. You've got the bestseller author from New York Times. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't have the microphone in the wrong spot. We got the CEO of Nature Suite. There's just several people that are going to be speaking about how you can work and worship at the
same
time.
It's really important. For some reason, now, Kurt, you're a little bit older than I am by a day or two. But, you know, there seems to be now this really real reluctance out there to even talk about God at work or to even try to show how God has affected our lives. And that's really how we minister to other people, is it not?
And you bring up a very good point, and I've been to one of these before, and I think it's amazing how you'll see when you talk about worship at work, some people think about that you've got to talk about God at work. Well, maybe you get that opportunity, but that opportunity is offered to you by somebody else. But what you can do at work that shows your worship is how you love Christ and how you follow in his first steps and how you love others as much as you love yourself. And over time, they will see that in you, and that's worship.
Yeah, because showing Christ by example is much more powerful than just talking about
because it. Then they come to you, yes, and ask you, what do you got? What's going on in your life that you can deal with all of this and you have that peace over you?
Exactly. It's absolutely the best way to open a door.
Yeah. People always walk up to you and say, how are you today? And my normal response is, God loves me and I'm vertical. That means he's not finished with me. So.
And what does the vertical mean?
Vertical means I'm still here.
You're still here, right.
I
love it.
When he's done with me here and he calls me home, I'll be horizontal.
Yes, you will.
So I understand that, which means he's not done with me, which means he still wants me to walk with him throughout the day. And sometimes I'll get strange looks. Sometimes it'll start a conversation. And then sometimes it's just what I do from thereafter. I'm kind of setting the bar for people to understand that my prime focus is Jesus.
Well, yeah, and especially that skeptic, they're going to watch you. They're curious as to, okay, how does he live his life? Why is God important to him? You know, just that comment that you said shows that God's important to you. Why is that? And is this something maybe I should look into?
I think everybody should look into it, but I believe you do too. You want to know how to be a good Christian? Ask a non-Christian. They'll tell you.
Yeah.
Quickly they will. But let's get back to this work as worship. It is on February 23rd, starts at 7:30 till 9:30. There's several churches, 7:30 to 2:30. There's several churches in the city that are doing them. And if you're in the south part of town, the one that I'm going to is called jfc.org. And you can go to that website and go to their events icon. And when you click on that, go to the bottom of the page and you can register there. It's an event that's, like I said, starts at 7:30 and goes to 2:30. There's going to be numerous speakers. They're going to provide a snack. Then they're going to provide lunch. And it will break up quickly at 2:30. And they're not there to sell you anything. They're just there to teach you how to take worship to work.
Very good. If you have questions, you can always email me, dan@rushreason.com. And I've got the flyer right here. That's dan@rushreason.com. And man, they got a great lineup of speakers. This looks like a fantastic event.
Yeah, I went to one last year. I think they're great events, and they just teach you not to be a little bit more courageous in your walk and not be afraid of what the world thinks, because there is not a better time than right now to let the world know that Jesus matters.
Boy, that's a fact. Absolutely.
We need that more than anything.
And once again, the website is, Kurt, for this?
JFC.org.
JFC.org. Okay, Kurt, so let's go back to Your Money Matters. That's the name of the show.
That's right.
And your money does matter. Okay, so now everybody's out there going, oh my gosh, what's going on with interest rates? You know, the stock market's flying around. Nobody knows what's going on. There's all this talk about, you know, rates going up. I've even talked to some people that are saying, you know, rates could just double, trip. I mean, they could go up exponentially in the next couple of years. Is there any truth to that, or do you see a more calming pattern?
I don't see the rates going up that much. First of all, there's two sets of rates. There's the short-term rates and the long-term rates. When the Feds talk about raising rates, they're talking about raising the short-term rates, which is prime. Prime used to be at 3.5. Then it went to 3.7. Now it's up to like 4.5. That is for credit cards. It affects all the short-term loans that are out there for home equity lines of credits. Those are short terms for car loans. What does the other rate is the bond rate. And what happens in the bond market will affect your long-term rates, like mortgage rates, commercial loan rates. They're more set on the long-term. Well, when the Feds raise their rates, we don't necessarily get our rates raised as quickly right away. But what's happened lately is that the bond rate has gone crazy and caused mortgage rates to go up when the Feds aren't doing anything. And there's several reasons for that. What happened is they're controlled strictly by the bond market, and the concerns that are affecting the bond market is inflation. There's two things that come into play that can cause inflation. We haven't dealt with inflation for a long time. The federal government says that 2% per year is healthy. Anything above that, and they're going to start to concern. Well, we haven't dealt with inflation. Well, now all of a sudden, the two things that have affected that, the explanation is, first, although the both that it's actually happening because of the interest or because of price raises, people getting raises, people having more money in their pocket.
That'll add inflationary pressures to the economy. Yep.
Right. So as folks get more money into their pocket, they will go out and spend it. Well, that's a good thing. Well, the people selling those items will start to realize, okay, I can start raising my prices now. And as they do that, then you start to deal with inflation. The other one is the deficit. As the deficit goes up, and this large tax cut we have, so there's less people paying in taxes, and there's more people making money. Now, both of those are stimulus to the economy. But you don't want the economy running away and all of a sudden inflation going to 3 and 4 and 5%. So what the best way to control inflation is by interest rates. So if you raise the rates, all of a sudden now it costs you more money to borrow that money on your credit cards or for your mortgage. So all that money you just made, you're now spending it over here. So you're going to start to back up a little bit. And it's just their way of trying to control it. The stock market is basically trying to send a message to the Feds. You guys are talking about raising the rates 3 to 4 times this year. We want to make sure you don't raise them more because the economy is very healthy. We've got unemployment. I mean, people are working. People are getting raises. Besides the new tax law that came out to where people are getting raises, people are getting raises because everybody's making more money. They cut the tax rate to corporations from 35 to 22. All of a sudden, everybody started getting bonuses. That money's getting back out into the economy now, so it's starting to have people have a better attitude about things.
Yeah, you've got, in a sense, you've got too much money chasing too few goods, which makes the price of the goods go up.
Correct.
And so now they're trying to control the money supply by increasing interest rates so there's not so much borrowing going on.
Yeah, and the question now is, what's going to happen?
Right.
It's starting to affect a lot of things that we'll cover in the next hour, but where are you at in what you're doing? Now, and this is why we have the show, Your Money Matters. Now's the time to really not to fret, not to worry about things. I think we're going to be fine, but to start paying attention. Don't get too excited about spending too much money, because things will continue to go up, and then eventually rates will go up, and all of a sudden you'll be stopped. Give yourself a little protection. I believe that rates for the rest of this year will continue to go up. They'll still stay in the fours. Now, that's a funny word to say after the last 8 years,
yeah.
9 years, because we hadn't even thought of 4% unless you were talking, you know, 40-year loan, or you want to do a car loan, it's 4%. But a mortgage has been sometimes in the twos, most of the time in the threes for the last 8 to 9 years. But they're going to stay in the 4% range.
Which historically is still really good.
Yeah, we were talking before the show when we bought our first home, and we were talking 8, 9%. We were excited about that.
Exactly.
Now we're worried about 4 or 4.25. But they're going to be there. One of the things to remember, if the rates go from, for example, from 4% to 4 1/8 on a $300,000 loan, that's only about $20 a month.
And most people can probably still qualify and handle that, right?
But if it goes from 4 to 4.25, that's $40 a month. While that sounds small, well, it's 40. Now you just got a raise. Let's say you got an extra $50 a week. Well, here's 40 of it. So now you don't have the raise.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of side effects to it, but I believe rates will continue to go up slowly. I don't see them taking market. If they take off too much, that means the economy is bad, and the economy is so stable right now, that's not going to happen.
Okay, very good. So let's talk about this a second. What should I do if I'm thinking about purchasing a new home? You know, first of all, I can even find one here in Denver. You know, that's the other thing. And then what do you do? I mean, it's so competitive. What do you need to do to be ready to buy that home?
Buying a home now is so much different than it was even 2 years ago, partially now because rates are going up. There was an article that I just read the other day that from this January, there were 29% less homes on the market than there was this year at the same time last year.
Wow.
29%. And we only had like a 45-day supply then.
Yeah.
We are down to around a 20-day supply of homes. Now, and that's not enough homes to satisfy the demand that's out there.
No, not even close.
So if you're thinking about, okay, I'm going to sell my house, or I'm not going to rent anymore and I'm going to buy a house, whether you're going to do it in April or you're thinking about you'll do it in the hot time of the year, which is July, or you want to wait till October, for whatever reason, one of the things you probably should start looking at is getting pre-qualified. Now, I normally don't tell people to get pre-qualified, but now I would tell you that. Get pre-qualified and find out where we are today and what you're going to be looking at. Because if you don't do that, you may think, I'm good to go. And then when you're ready to go out and buy a home, you'll start the process and all of a sudden realize that you can't buy the $500,000 house. You got to buy a $400,000 house. So you need to have an understanding of what it is. Because as along with rates going up, property taxes have gone up, homeowners insurance has gone up, HOAs have gone up. So when you start to factor all those additional fees and into your monthly payment, it starts to affect how you qualify for a home. So pre-qual. Nice thing about a pre-qual, it takes, seriously, 10 minutes. It's simple. It gives you a ballpark idea. With my current income, here's where I'm at. If I fix this, I can do this. And it gives you time to have a pattern, and it costs nothing. It's free.
Okay, let's do this. When we get back from the break, let's just clarify a couple of terms when we get back. Pre-qualified and pre-approved. And,
yes.
And then I've got another question that goes along with that when we get back from the break. Okay, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. This is Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. You can get a hold of Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Worried about losing the tax deduction of your mortgage interest? Now, more than ever, it's important to stop paying more interest than you should. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you have a second mortgage, those rates are going to continue to go up and up and up. Let us show you how to take advantage of higher conforming loan limits of $529,000 at lower fixed rates. Credit card rates will also continue to go up. Pay off those high rate cards now and save thousands in interest. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now to save over $100,000 in interest and own your home faster, all without changing one penny of your current spending habits. It's only your money. Take AIM. Paying mortgage insurance is like adding over 1% to your current rate. Stop paying it. Refinance or purchase your next home with only 3% down and no mortgage insurance. Call 720-895-0500. Let AIM save you thousands like we've been doing since 2001. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Take AIM and take control of your money. NMLS 298191. Regulated by DOR. Equal credit lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
You guys have too much fun.
What's that, Kurt? Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Kurt was saying we have too much fun here on the radio show.
Fun on Rush to Reason.
Oh, we do.
I listened to your show and you just guys just cracked
me up. We were really having fun yesterday, man. It was a great, great show. So, yeah, stay tuned. Yeah, John Rush and I will be on this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned right here to KLZ 560. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. And this is Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. And you can always get a hold of Kurt at 720-895-0500. We've been talking about interest rates and what's going on there. And then we got into a term that you called pre-qualification. Now, Kurt, what I want to know is what is the difference between pre-qualified and pre-approved?
Pre-qualified allows you to see how your income, how much your income will, what kind of home it'll allow you to buy, what price range. Plus, it also helps you understand at the beginning what loan programs are out there. Because there has been a whole bunch of new loan programs out there that can help you do a lot of different things. Like most people think they have to put 20% down to have no mortgage insurance. That's not true. You can put as little as 1% down.
Wow.
There's just different products out there. What's the pros and cons? Do I really want to do a 30-year loan? Could I handle the payments of a 27-year and pay it off early? You don't have to be stuck on those. And the pre-qualification, when you come in to do that, we can sit there and talk to you about that. You got this product, you got this, and here's what you would qualify for. So before you go out there, you got an idea. Pre-approval means that you've produced your income docs, your asset docs, all the information I need, sometimes your tax returns, copy of your driver's license, and we've submitted it to a lender to get an underwriter to say you are approved at $450,000 at this payment.
Ah, okay. So now let me ask you this. How long does a pre-qualification last, and then how long does a pre-approval last?
Pre-qualification lasts 30 days. Pre-approval can last 90.
Ooh,
now, okay. A pre-approval is normally done on what we call a TBD, to be determined property.
Okay.
So they're just saying, we don't care what the address is. As long as the address of the house you pick appraises for the amount of money you want to borrow, we'll loan you the money. That is critical in the market that we are in now. Last year it was tough. You needed it. It's gotten much more critical now. The sellers, because like we talked about before, there's no homes. They're not going to say yes to your offer unless they know you're finished. They know that there's no waiting. Do the appraisal, done. That's why we're closing loans. We're getting a lot of folks on TBDs done, and we're closing a loan in anywhere from 13 to 15 days from the time we start to finish. The only thing that slows us down is the appraisal. Because we already have the pre-approval, we already know that the lender's going to say yes, so it just saves so much more time.
Kurt, are there any downsides to being pre-approved or pre-qualified? Or is it all just pretty much good? Once you've hit that, then you're pretty much set, unless you can't afford it, unless it's just too expensive.
Yeah, that'd be about the only thing. Once you're pre-approved, it's good for 90 days, you're fine. And actually, I've had customers that are pre-approved on a home, and they'll start to make an offer on this one, and we'll start the process. When the inspection comes in, they'll find out that there's a major problem in the sewer line, so they back up and start again. Moving the pre-approval for another 90 days is just, again, give me your income, show me your assets. Okay.
So basically just recertify all the information you've already given.
It's actually pretty simple. And almost all of this we can do paperless. It's not like you got to go through and grab all that stuff. I know now it's tax time and you got a lot of it there. So you can just submit it in. It's paperless. We're done.
Interesting. Okay, let me ask you this. And this is not in the notes, but I got to ask you this anyway while we're still in this area. Okay, so we were talking about the fact you can't find a house. So let's just say that Charlie over here is now building houses. And so I found a piece of land, and I'm going to hire Charlie over here to build me a house. What does that process look like?
Depends on if you go to the builder. You know, there's a lot of people going out, and they'll go into builders, and they'll buy these homes, even though they may be custom. You can look at their lender, because most of them will tell you need to look at their lender, and they're going to give you these great discounts. Well, most of the time it's monopoly money. It's not real. Or you can go out, buy a piece of property, and build a house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say we're doing the latter. Let's just say we're going to go out and build a house.
That's happening a lot. My nephew's actually in the process of that. He called me earlier today. He's going to go buy a piece of land, put a house on it. The lenders that do construction to perm loans, they will do 80% if you're buying the land and the house being built at the same time.
How do you do
80%
that?
80% loan to value. So if you're buying a piece of land, let's say the land costs $100,000 and the house costs $300,000, that's $400,000.
Right.
They'll give you a loan at $320,000 on it, and you do it all at one time.
Okay. So they give you the loan for the completed project, even though the house isn't built yet.
Yeah. They dole out the money as the house is being bought. You put the money down, and away they go. Now,
okay. So now what does it take to qualify for something like that?
I want to go back. There's a better way to do that.
Okay.
Much better way. If you buy the land first... Let's say it's $100,000, and the guy that you can get a land loan for, let's say 90% of the value or even 80%. So you put 20% down. Now, remember, on this loan over here at $400,000, you were putting 80.
Right.
Now you're putting 20. You own the land. Once you own the land, the next day you can apply for a construction to perm. Same $300,000 to build the house. But when I built the house on this piece of land that I owned, the value of those two together is now $500,000. And the bank will give me 80% of that or $400,000. So technically, I got 100% loan and I get my 20 grand back.
See, this right here is why you need to call Kurt Rogers.
I've done that so many times. Get the land first.
Yes, Kurt, it's 720-895-0500. Because this is exactly why you need a professional like you to talk to and to figure out how to do this stuff the right way.
Yeah, a lot of people will go out and say, okay, I'm going to do it all as one because it's easier. You can do that. But you'd be surprised how much money you get to keep in your pocket, because when you put a piece of land with a house on it together, it increases the value of both because they're tied now.
Right.
And because of that, you can get a higher loan, less cash to do after you buy this land and this house. You got other things to do. You got to landscape it. You got things to do.
There's lots to do.
You need cash to do that.
Okay, interesting. Very, very.
I had another question, but I wanted to make sure people understood that that's how that works.
Yeah, that was my main question, because, you know, if you can't find a house to build, but let's say you found that plot of land in Douglas County or wherever, and you can build the house. You know, I was curious as to what that process was, and you laid it out beautifully. And once again, this is why you need to get a hold of Kurt if you're thinking about these kinds of things, because he'll show you the avenues and the ways to do this, probably to keep more money in your pocket. Now, currently, there was another thing you brought up on Thursday that just blew my mind when you were on Rush to Reason Thursday, is how many different loans are out there that you have access to?
There are hundreds.
So you're not going to go online and do all this research yourself. I mean, instead of using there's so many online services now. So if I really want to get the best deal, I'm better off going to you and talking to you, because you have access to all these loans.
But, and that's one of the things when we sit down with you on an interview, what are you wanting to accomplish? And we see it all the time anymore. People are not saying, I don't want to be making payments for 30 years. It is surprising that you can cut years off the mortgage by doing it at the beginning. Instead of going to a 30-year, do a 26. Maybe your payment goes up $7,500 a month, but it's 26 years.
Yeah.
You save thousands of dollars because you shorten the term from the beginning. And everything used to be either a 30-year or a 20-year or a 15-year. A lot of people getting away from that and finding that home and customizing the term to fit what they want to do to pay it off faster. And by doing that, you pay less interest on the home quicker.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, let's go back to the pre-approval. So you've been pre-approved. And now, is that when you lock in an interest rate at that time? Or when does the process of locking in the interest rate happen?
You lock an interest rate when you have a purchase contract on a house.
Okay.
Let's say you're buying or refinancing. Once you've made the commitment that you're going to start, then you can lock the rate. Right now, because like I talked about at the beginning, the market is very volatile, I would lock the rate and not hope that it's going to go back under 4. I really don't think that that's going to happen. I'd love for me to say that, and then tomorrow it goes down to 3.875. That'd be wonderful. I'd be able to save a whole bunch of my customers' money.
Right.
But you can lock the rate, and that rate can be locked anywhere from 15 days to as long as 120.
Okay, so why would you need to lock the rate for 120 days?
Because the rate will go up within the next 120 days, and if you wait too long, and we've had this happen to two of our customers, they were out looking at homes, we'd given them the pre-approval, and they found a home, but because rates had moved, their payment was higher, they now did not qualify. So locking the rate prevents that from happening. Once you find a home, lock the rate. Whether you want to lock it for 30 or 45, it doesn't take but maybe 2 to 3 weeks to close a loan nowadays. But you want to protect yourself.
Sure. What does it cost you to lock a rate?
It's free.
No.
No, it's free.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's not free to me, but it's free to you.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, I like a deal. I like a deal. So that's okay, because I was curious, why would you do it so long? But things can happen. So you want to make sure that rate is locked, because things can still happen before closing that may delay it. Like you were talking about the sewer thing earlier.
That's right. One of the things people don't also understand when you lock a loan, let's say you lock a rate at 4.25.
Okay.
And let's say I'm wrong, rates take a dive to 3.875. I get to renegotiate with the bank for you if they drop by 0.375. So I get to take that 4.25 and maybe come down to 3.875 if the rates drop. So you're kind of protecting yourself either way.
Yeah, you are. You're hedging your bet, so to speak.
I don't get to renegotiate if the rates go up because you're already locked.
Right. 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 So you're locked and the banker goes, hey, but now it's 4.3. No. I locked in and I'm done.
That's it.
So that's really important. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff. So once again, this is why if you're out looking for a home, get a hold of Kurt first. And you can get a hold of Kurt by giving him a call at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. And Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. You're listening to Your Money Matters here on Haystack Help Radio. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880. 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-808-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Damn, you are in for Scott Watley, and this is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can find out more about Kurt by going to aimortgage.net, or you can always give him a call, 720-895-0500. Okay, Kurt, we've been talking about interest rates and what's going on. Now, could the interest rates fluctuating, could this have an effect on home prices?
In the current market, no. But that market could change in 6 months to a year. Just to kind of give you an example, in 2017, the average home went up 7.4%. So take it again, I'll say at a $300,000 house, you know, that's 20 grand a year. That's going to change. All the experts say that that probably will come closer to 4 to 5%.
Okay.
That's still 15 grand, but that's going to slowly take effect. Depending on how much the rates go will affect that. When you're buying a home, one of the things that allows you to buy a home is your debt-to-income ratio, meaning which, how much is that mortgage payment against how much you make? And there are percentages that are regulated for most people, unless you decide to become self-employed, and then you're putting money into a checking account. That's different.
Okay. Well, do we have a minute to explain the debt-to-income ratio and what the average person would be looking at?
There's a law came out called TRID and said that on all Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac products, which is the majority of those 300 loans I was talking about, they can't exceed 43%.
43% of what?
Of your income. Meaning which, if you make $4,000, you get 43% of that. That's gross. 43% of that can be all of your payments, your mortgage, your car, your credit cards.
Everything. Now, does that include utilities too?
No.
Or just, okay,
anything
so it's just
that shows
debt.
On the credit report.
So anything, okay.
Or child support or other fees like that or a tax lien. Anything that's a consistent payment like that, that's part of it. Now, 6 months ago, they raised that to 49.99. So if you're making $4,000, all of your bills can't exceed two. Here's where the prequal comes in.
Okay.
How do I fit in? So they, by raising that, that's a benefit to it. But, and now people are starting to make more money. If you're a W-2 employee and you get a pay raise, you don't have to show 2 years proof of that. You automatically got it because you're W-2.
Okay.
If you're self-employed, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But not so here. So as rates go up and those payments go $20, $40, $60 a month, that all of a sudden starts to affect those ratios, which creates a problem. Maybe I can't afford that house. And that's, when that starts to happen, you'll start to see the day supplies of homes increase. You'll see less people moving into Colorado because right now one of the biggest problems we have in the state, and you see it every night on the news, is for affordable housing.
Yeah.
They just passed this, the city council, I think, in this one suburb of Denver, they said instead of building eight stories, we can now go 16.
Yeah, that was actually in Denver.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So, and because they want more people. But in order to do that, they had to have some affordable housing. 10% of them had. Well, my first question is, what do you think is affordable versus the person that's trying to rent it? What do they think is affordable?
Define affordable and what is it? Yeah. Exactly.
And right now, if you're looking at affordable homes that are out there, you got to be looking at around $200,000 to $250,000, $275,000. That's affordable because that payment's going to be under $2,000. Pretty simple. It's probably going to be closer to $1,500. And that's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah. And where do you find that house?
They're out there.
Are they actually in Denver proper?
No, they're all over the city.
Are they really? Okay.
But they don't last long. Those are the ones that get 20, 30 offers on them.
Yeah. Okay.
No matter how it looks.
No matter what it is.
Doesn't matter. They want them. So that's the affordable. There's not enough of them. That or you go to condos. Now, I've got people buying condos that are $400,000, two bedroom, one bath.
Because and condos aren't easy to find either.
No, they're not. But the housing market and the price of homes are going up. The average price of a home in 2017 in Colorado was $393,000.
Okay.
That's the average. That's taking in condos and the bigger homes. And try to put all these numbers together. We need the affordable housing. So as homes continue to go up, there's less people to fit into the affordable homes because they keep rising in price. So you don't have support staff to help the big corporations that want to move here. So guess what? They got to move.
Yeah, so eventually they're going
to eventually. I'm not saying it's going to happen in the next 3 to 6 months. But as rates go up, all of a sudden you're going to start to see home prices start to settle. Right now they're going to come down to about 4 to 5%. I think next year it'll be closer to 2. And nobody likes to be told that the value of their house went down.
No.
But if my house, the value of my house is more money than I'd pay for it, and I'll give you a good example. I don't think my house is worth $405,000. I wouldn't pay that for it. By the end of the year, it could be worth $420.
Okay.
But by the end of next year, it could be worth $400.
Okay.
I'm still up.
Yeah, you're still up.
I still don't think it's worth $400.
Right.
So those things are going to start to happen, and that's what you'll see with rates. So that's why I'm saying now, pay attention to what you're thinking about doing and where you want to go, because you might want to have some things in order so you're ready to make that move. If you decide you want to find a house, you need to be ready to pull the trigger and go. Otherwise, it's going to be gone.
Okay, so let's say you're renting now and your lease is going to be up sometime in the fall, and you're thinking, you know, I want to buy a house. I'm tired of renting, you know, lining the landlord's pockets, and so I want to buy a house. What process? How do you get started with that process?
We got to pick up the phone and call, you know, any mortgage broker.
They'll call you.
Yeah, well, they can call me, but you need to start the process. Not everybody listening is going to call me because they got family in the business. That's okay.
Okay. Well, if everybody you have family, else, we get that. Me. Everybody else call Kurt.
But you bring up a good point about rentals. The average rental in Denver right now is $1,995.
Yeah, $2,000.
Okay. $2,000.
It's a lot of money.
On a $393,000 house, that's about the same as a mortgage payment.
See, and I think that's a decent house.
You know, if you buy one for $300, $350, you're going to have payments a little bit less.
Yeah.
Now, I'm definitely fond of owning a home. I can understand if you're renting, to get out of renting a house, even though it's tough to go out and find a rental property and find one that you will stay at, that's easier than finding a home. But the advantages of finding a home are far superior than renting. And my first question I would have, if you're renting, do you rent your car or do you own your car?
No, I don't rent my car.
Why do you own it?
Well, it's mine. It's cheaper to own, and then I can sell it when I'm done with it.
That's correct. What else? I can put any radio in it.
Oh, yeah. I can do anything with it.
I paint it any color I want. I put wheels on it if I want. I don't have to. It's mine. Why? And that, a car depreciates most of the time.
Oh, almost every time.
So I'm going to go out and spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a car, and I watch my money depreciate. But I'm going to turn around and rent a house that goes up 5%, 7%. So I've got a $300,000 house that's making me $15,000, $20,000 a year, but I want to rent that one so somebody else can make it.
Yeah. Oh, here's the thing. I have never gotten any sort of money back from renting a house.
No. Some people will say, well, if it'll cost me more money to buy a house than it will rent. You can get into a home for 1% down. So you buy a $300,000 house, you're going to put $3,000 down.
Right.
You want to rent a place, $1,995, you're going to put first payment. Yep. And you're going to put last payment.
Yep.
And if you got a pet that they allow you to have, you probably got to pay more money for that.
Yeah. And there are certain places that require the first month, the last month, and the deposit.
Yeah. And I was, again, I heard on the news that, you know, they'll charge you $150 to fill out an application to see if they'll even take you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Almost everybody does that now.
And that's just to see if you can even rent this place at $2,000.
Right.
So you're spending all this money. You don't have to spend that much money to buy a house. There's actually loans out there. They're called USDA or VA, if you're a veteran, that you can do with no money down. There's loans with as little as $1,000 down. If your credit score is a little lighter, we have loans, down payment assistance programs with $1,000 down.
That's
much cheaper than renting.
You can't do that renting. No, you're looking anywhere. In this market, you're $3,000 to $5,000 in deposits and stuff to rent.
Now let's look at if you're renting, there's always a lot. No, you can't have pets. No, you can't park your car there. No, you can't put a nail in the wall anywhere you want. No, you can't paint the house. No. If you own it, it's yours. You do what you want.
Yeah.
No, you can't take your dog out for a walk this late at night because it disturbs the guest, the other people renting. No, that's not the case if you own it. It's yours.
Yeah, there's a lot of freedom in owning your own house.
Yes.
Some people get scared of it, but there really is.
And one of the nice things about owning, it's great for the economy because when you own it, you start developing this community. Your neighbors start to become more like, if you're renting, your neighbors are constantly moving away. In most homes, they're not. So you develop this little village. And that has a lot to do with helping you make more money on your home. And if you keep a home, a $300,000 house, and it appreciates at 5%, in 3 years, you've made $45,000.
You're not going to make that renting.
And you didn't spend a penny more than that.
Yep.
So there's so many advantages to that. And I'm not even talking taxes because depending on how much money where you put your money, you may not be able to write off the interest. You're still up $45,000.
Yeah. Like I said, other than my deposits, I've never gotten any money back from the landlord saying, hey, we're nice guys. We're just going to give you some of this.
And when you have a problem on a rental and you call your landlord, he said, well, I can't get there till Tuesday.
Right.
Or you fix it, send me the bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, by the way, we're raising your rent next month 5%. That doesn't happen on a purchase. So there's so many reasons to own versus renting.
Yeah. No, it's the best way to go. And if you are thinking of purchasing a home, please give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Go to aimortgage.net. Okay, Kurt. So let's get into refinancing. So is now still a good time to maybe I'm refinancing, or let me rephrase that. Maybe I'm thinking of remodeling the house. I can't find anything I like, so let's look at the house. Let's look at this house, and do I refinance it so I could do upgrades and maybe, you know, fix my kitchen, fix the bathrooms, throw in a hot tub or something? Because I just, you know, I don't want to go through the whole effort of trying to find a different place.
First of all, refinancing now is not as good as it was, I'll tell you right up front, a month ago. Rates were better.
Okay.
So your rate's higher. But the purpose to refinance is, for example, just what you said. I need to do something different to my house. I can't find that other house. About a month ago, we also talked about what things you can do to your home that will give you the biggest bang for your buck. One of them is your kitchen. The second one's your bathroom. They will give you 80 to 110% of what you spend on them back in value. So while you may refinance and borrow the money, you're actually getting it back in your equity on the other side. So you get the benefit of living in it before you sell it with all those improvements.
That's amazing.
So I think refinancing, because you can't go out and borrow money on a signature loan for 4%.
No. No, nobody can do that, can they?
Maybe
Donald Trump.
Depends on, if you have lots of money, you can do it. But for the average consumer, that's not the case. The second part of this is when you refinance to take that money out to fix up your home, you're personalizing and improving the value to such a point, maybe you don't want to sell it. Maybe you'll stay. So refinancing, I think, is a good idea. And you don't have to go back to a 30-year. Some people will say, well, if I refinance, I gotta go back. No. Refinance, if you got 26 years left, stay at 26. You don't need to add on all that extra interest, stay at 26. I can't emphasize that enough. That's such an easy thing to do with the way the lenders are working.
Yeah, so if it fits into your budget and that's what you like, it's always better to have a shorter term. Okay, Kurt, so we're going to take a break here. When we get back, let's talk about purchasing investment properties. And there's still a good market out there for doing that. You're listening to Your Money Matters here on Haystack Help Radio. I'm Dan Muir, in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
When should I begin Social Security so that I can maximize my benefits? Have you been wondering what is right for your retirement planning? Dot Mecklenburg offers a free consultation. Don't make a mistake. Call Dot today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807 or visit dotmecklenburg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Okay, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, Your Money Matters with Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. And once again, you can find Kurt by going to aimortgage.net or you can give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. And Kurt, are there other reasons why now is a good time to refi?
Actually, there are. There were several people in the last couple of years that they've taken advantage of some of these loans to where they put little money down. Well, with home values going up, they still got mortgage insurance. Because a lot of times you'll have mortgage insurance. So refinancing now, let's say you had a loan at 3.5 and it had mortgage insurance. It's the same payment as if you're paying 4.75.
Oh.
Because the mortgage insurance payment adds about 1 to 1.25% in rate to your mortgage. And the mortgage insurance is not tax deductible. Your rate may be, but this is definitely not. So there's people that are starting to understand that their value's up, that they're now under 80% and they can get rid of that. And now's a good time to do it. And again, let's say you did it 2-3 years ago. You don't have to go back to 30. Stay at 27, get rid of the mortgage insurance, and you still lower your payment. So technically, there's no cost to do that. You're just lowering your payment.
Okay, so if you are paying mortgage insurance, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, and tell him you are, and then go over the numbers with Kurt. Maybe he can help lower that payment.
There's other people out there that have adjustable loans. When, you know, they initially started out, said, I'll buy this house, I'll get into a five-year loan, and all of a sudden now they're thinking, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay here more than 5 years, so they need to refinance to get out of that adjustable because those rates are starting to come up. There's people that – credit card debts. Even though the rate on a credit card debt is good now, eventually it's going to go up. Paying off that credit card debt, piling it into your mortgage, again, saves you more cash, puts you in a much better liquid position, and again, you don't have to go back to the term. So you're not increasing any more to your home than what your debt is, but you're giving yourself the cash flow to do some other things. There's, you know, other financial opportunities that are out there that you might want to refinance, take some cash out, and take advantage of those. And Bitcoin's not one of them.
Really?
No, I'm not going to talk
about that. Oh, I was just getting ready to open my account. I was going to. Okay. All righty. So let's, so maybe you're thinking about, I want to get into this just, we got a few minutes left, but I'd like to, what about if you're thinking about investment property? Like maybe you want to buy a duplex.
Some people are thinking that with the rates going up, that now's not a good time. Again, remember, if you're buying an investment top property, somebody else is paying you that $19.95.
Right, right. Okay?
And let's talk about investments. If you go out there to buy a property and your property is a condo for $250,000, $300,000, that payment's going to be less than the $19.95. So you got something that's cash flowing. One of the things I'm seeing a lot of people that I do investment work with is they're buying duplexes. Some of them are buying them. They're having family members buy them and live in one side as a primary, and they're renting out the other side. So you buy a $400,000 duplex. Payment on that thing might come in total at $2,500, $2,800, depending. Well, you got $1,995 coming from one of the renters. So you're living in the other side for $500 to $800 a month.
That's the way to do it.
And I've got one client in particular. He's done this for about the last 10 years. He keeps moving his family, but he now owns six duplexes, and he rents out all of them. And they cash flow real
well. That's what I'm saying. That's cash flow.
Yeah.
And that's getting you closer to financial freedom.
And the value keeps going up because why? The renters are paying for it. He gets to depreciate them out. The investment property is not affected by the new tax laws. Your interest on your mortgage, maybe, and on HELOCs. But on investment property, they come under Schedule E on your tax returns. And they're not touched. So you still get to deduct all that out on an investment property. So actually now is a real good time. There are some people, because of the tax laws, that have second homes that are starting to say, well, I can't write off the interest as a second home. So now I'm going to start to use it as an investment property part-time.
Ah.
Enroll it and now be able to take some advantage to it.
Makes total sense.
Because, again, there's not enough homes out there. People got some. They need some place to live.
Yeah, there's people moving in all the time.
All the time.
Because we were one of the fastest growing areas in the country.
Still.
Yeah, still today. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about loans for the self-employed. Now, John's got an interesting loan called the asset manager loan.
Could be used for self-employed. We have to prove income, but yeah. That's a great loan if you're self-employed because the way the loan works is if you have cash flow, the money you put into the account basically pays you the same rate as you're paying on the mortgage and applies that to the principal. So you pay less interest to the bank and own your home faster. Self-employed people roll that pretty well. I have one guy that moves $50,000 a month out of his business into his mortgage, turns around and moves it back at the end of the month, and he pays off his home in about 6 years and 4 months.
That's crazy. It's got to be illegal.
It's illegal. We don't know about it, more of it, but no.
that's the illegal part. So, okay, so this loan amazes me, and there may be somebody new listening. Now, is this some new loan that just came out? Because it's crazy. You never heard of this before.
Just started not too long ago, 1965.
1965, so it's brand new. Brand new from 1965.
But
so why is it that nobody knows about this loan, Kurt?
Okay. And we have very little time left, so I'll try to cover this. If you look at a 30-year fixed or a 20-year fixed, those are compound interest. What that means is on a $300,000 loan, when you make your payment, they may take $500 off principal. So now your payoff's $299,500. They re-amortize that for 29 years and 11 months, then 29 years and 10 months, then 29 years. Okay, so you get the idea.
Yeah.
So you're paying about 65% of the interest in the home in the first 7 years. That's compound interest. This loan works on simple interest. Uh-huh. What is your balance, average balance for the month? That's your interest payment. That's all you have. And because of that, you'll cut your interest in most cases anywhere from $150,000 to $210,000 over the life of the loan on a $400,000 loan. You get to save a lot of money.
That's huge.
And please understand, that's your money. It's not the bank's. They don't have the right to keep it. I have no problem paying the bank for the services they provide. But on compound interest, they make a whole lot more than they do on simple interest.
Oh, yeah. So the only people that can qualify for the asset manager loan are self-employed or business owners?
No. Business owners worked. I mean, I have customers at $250,000 on their mortgage, making $40,000 a year that qualify for the loan. They just pay off their home now in 12 years, 13 years instead of 30. And they don't change one penny of their spending habits. It really works. It takes time. The average consumer, when they come to me, will spend anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks going through a process so I can show you, and you checking out to what I'm telling you is not too good to be true.
Amazing.
Then it takes about 3 months for it all to settle for you really to get it.
Okay. And then, like you say, you can really reduce what you're paying in interest over the long term.
The average customer saves $150,000 to $200,000. Without changing one penny of their spending habit. It's just the interest, because it's not compound, it's simple interest.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so Kurt, you've got to do your...
I have disclosures.
Disclosure.
Affordable interest mortgage, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender, 720-895-0500, and you can find us on aimortgage.net.
Or you can give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Kurt, my friend, thank you so much.
And please, anybody interested, please look at going to this Workers Worship. It's on February 23rd. It'd be great for you to come.
All righty. Thank you, Kurt. And Scott Whatley, thank you. And join me and John Rush this afternoon on Rush to Reason at 3 o'clock. This is Dan Muir. Have a great afternoon.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.